This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we're going to be talking about a special event every single year here in Lenawee County, and that's, of course, the Special Olympics. I'd like to welcome in from 710 of Lenawee, Beth McCary. And Beth, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Your title was 710?
I am the Vice President of Service.
Okay, excellent. And we also have Angela French as well. Angela, welcome.
Thank you.
And you're a member of Civitan?
Yep, I'm a member of Civitan.
Excellent.
I don't have a title.
Oh, I'm sorry. No. I'm kidding. Sometimes it's okay, right, Angela?
Yes.
Yeah. This is going to be coming up. The Special Olympics is going to be when and where, Beth?
Special Olympics will be next Friday on May 9th, and it'll be held at Siena Heights University Fieldhouse.
Okay, and it's starting yet?
We're going to start our opening ceremonies at 10:30, and then the events will start to follow right after that.
Okay, and when we talk about the Special Olympics, Angela, I mean, who are the participants? Who is going to be participating in the Special Olympics?
Well, you have to be 8 years old to 99 years old, so there's a very diversity athletes that come.
Yeah.
And they have to be developmentally disabled. And they have to have, in order to come, they have to have the Special Olympics of Michigan physical done and event sheets and.
Okay. Yeah. And do they just come from just Lenawee County, Beth, or?
Yep. So this year we are serving just individuals from Lenawee County. In the past, we've had students from Hillsdale County attend also. And then we service or allow individuals from all school groups. Some people come just on their own. We have Hope Center members and Club Goodwill members come. So we're expecting about 270 athletes from the county this year.
Whoa. I mean, that's a lot when you think about just from Lenawee County, mm-hmm. too. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really exciting.
That's great. Really exciting. I know the those that participate always look forward to this because it's their day to shine, isn't it, Angela?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
They're so excited, thrilled, and feel so important when they get their ribbons. They get first, second, or third in a participant. And then the developmental, they get, what is it called? Achievement ribbon.
Okay.
They get that.
Sure.
And they're all thrilled, thrilled. It's so fun to watch.
Yeah, it is. So what type of events will they be doing then, Beth?
We have a cornhole toss event. We have a 50-meter race. They can either walk, run, or be pushed in the wheelchair. We have a softball throw. We have a basketball dribble. We have the long jump. And then we also have like some optional fun games. Kiwanis Club comes and brings some games just everybody can participate in for fun. And then we also have the optional golf, too, where they can hit the golf balls outside, which is always a fun one, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And like I said, you know, the participants really look forward to being able to do this. And the public is welcome to come out to cheer them on, right, Angela?
Yes, yes. We have many volunteers. We're all set on volunteers. That's good. But we really like it when they come and cheer the athletes on.
Yeah.
And
that means a lot to them, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. And it'll mean a lot to the people who come.
Oh, yeah.
It
definitely
touches their heart.
Sure enough. Absolutely. And like I said, it gives them a chance to shine, but also that feeling is that they're doing things like anybody else does, right, Beth?
It does. And I think my favorite part is when they get to stand on the podiums and receive mm-hmm. their ribbons and take pictures. It's just awesome to see how proud they are and how excited they are to be able to participate.
So. That's wonderful, yeah. You mentioned about the Kiwanis. Do you have other people helping out, other organizations as well with the Special Olympics?
Well, we have Casey Randolph from Clinton. He brings a big majority of students.
Is that right?
And he tailgates. He has hot dogs. He tailgates with them. And then we have Morris Spears. They're going to bring 10 girls and 10 boys to help. They do a great job. And we also, the band this year is from Britain?
Britain Deerfield.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes, the band's going to participate there with us too. that band. Mm-hmm. We pick a different band every year.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that way everybody has a chance to be able to participate in the ceremonies.
They love it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. What else will be happening during the Special Olympics during that time? It starts with the opening ceremonies at 10:30, and it ends about, what, 1:30, 2 o'clock or so?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So anything else will be happening during that time?
During that time, you'll just see lots of events going on. That whole field house will be filled with athletes participating in many events. For our opening ceremonies, we do have some students from Morenci carrying the torch. And then we have parents come. There's photo ops. We have a photo booth they can participate in. They can play the Kiwanis games. We also have... the free water, ice cream, and cotton candy and popcorn for everybody. So Kiwanis is doing the cotton candy and popcorn for us. Meyer donated the water, and then the ice cream comes from Marvin Farm. So we appreciate that, and the athletes love to do that too while they're there.
Oh, sure, absolutely. Now, this is something that Civitan of Lenawee has been doing for a number of years, and it's a very important part of the organization, isn't it, Beth?
Yeah, it's a huge part, probably one of, at least for mine, favorite event that Civitan does each year. We do lots of service projects with Civitan of Lenawee, but I'd say this is probably one of our biggest that we put on, and like I said, one of our favorites, and I think a lot of the Civitans would agree with me on that.
Yeah, anything you want to add to that too, Angela?
Yeah, it's so much fun to plan. I mean, we have a committee of four, but then there's all the other Civitan members too. But we have a committee of four, and it's so fun to plan and figure out how we want to improve it every year. And so we enjoy that part too.
Absolutely. You have such a great turnout for this for every single year too, which is really great. And it says a lot for the community. Lenawee County to support the Special Olympics every single year, Beth.
Absolutely. Without the community support and their donations, we wouldn't be able to do it. It is a big event to put on, and we've had about $5,000 in sponsors this year to help support that cause, and we are very grateful for everybody who participates, volunteers, donates, whether they give their time, talent, or treasure. It's all important, and we really appreciate it.
Yeah, and the donations that you mentioned, goes all to the Special Olympics for the event, right, Angela?
Yes. It all goes for the Special Olympics, yes.
So, I mean, if they're hearing this and say, well, I've always felt good about the cause and felt good about the Civitan putting on the Special Olympics, I would like to help too. How can they donate?
The address is Civitan of Lenawee, and that's Post Office Box 844, Adrian, Michigan.
Okay.
49221, so.
Civitan of Lenawee.
Yes.
Post Office Box
844, Adrian, Michigan.
49221. Okay,
correct.
Yeah. Because of the fact that, everything costs money. But, I mean, in order to be able to do something like this, too, costs money as well. But, being that Civitan of Lenawee is a nonprofit organization, that you depend on these donations to make it work every single year. Right, Beth?
Absolutely. We could not do it without the donations. Civitan does fundraisers throughout the years, but... it doesn't, we still really rely on the community to help us out and donate when they can.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, Civitan does many things, to sponsor many things, like they do the Dances at Hope and different events like that. So the money, this money right here goes to the Special Olympics, but we have many projects that we do.
I was going to say, Civitan is quite, an active organization, right, Beth?
It's very active. Another one of my favorite service projects that we do is we do Civitan Cares deliveries throughout the community, which is goes to about 300 individuals throughout the county. We drop things off to group homes and stuff just to brighten somebody's day. We do Special Olympics. We participate in Adopt a Highway. I'm going to miss a million things because there's so many of them, and I can't think off the top
of
my
head.
Yep, we provide meals at Share the Warmth every month.
Yeah.
So really, Civitan is everywhere. We host the Adrian 4th of July parade.
Oh, yes.
And put that together, too. So there's just lots of projects that we like to get involved in and support everything that we can.
Well, let's put out that little idea for people that hearing about how active Civitan is that if they would like to become a member or be a part of Civitan of Lenawee, what's the best way for them to do that, Beth?
The best way that they could do that would be to contact me at 517-263-2135, and I could set you up and we could get you all the information.
Okay, that was 517-263-2135. Did I get that correct?
You did, thank
you. All right, excellent. All right. So, I mean, let's get some more members here because you do are you're such an active group and, you know, the more hands make the work easier, right?
Absolutely.
Once again, let's remind people about the Special Olympics. When and where is it going to be held once again, Beth?
It will be May 9th at Siena Heights University Fieldhouse here in Adrian. Opening ceremonies will begin at 10:30 and we will be there till between 1:30 and 2 is when we wrap up. People can drop in as they want. You don't have to be there all day just to cheer individuals on and see the fun.
Absolutely. And especially if you're working, maybe you take a bit of your lunch, you know, here in Adrian, take a bit of your lunch hour and stop out, right?
Yes. Yeah. That'd be great.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, again, much success once again for the Special Olympics. You do such a wonderful job providing this for our great population for that attends the Special Olympics and making them feel, you know, special for a day. And that's what it all counts, right, Angela?
Yes, it is. Yeah. It's very, very, when if you see one child smiling and jumping up and down happy, it's worth it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there's a lot.
Yeah. Well, and I bet there's a lot of hugs out there, too.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that for sure. Well, I want to thank you so much, and thanks for all the work that Civitan of Lenawee does throughout the year, and especially for Special Olympics. Thank you so much for what you do.
Thank you.
Thanks
for having us.
Yes, Angela French and Beth McCary from Civitan of Lenawee, my guests here on Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner. We'll talk again soon.